Hey, what's up everybody? I hope you're well. This is going to be an audio-only recording. I have a bit of a drive ahead of me, and I figured this would be an excellent time to just kind of let my mind go on a very important subject that I was chatting about with some people today. And what I want to talk about here is what happened in Las Vegas on October 1st. And I'm just using this as an opportunity to let my mind kind of roll on this because I don't know what actually happened. I want to say that right off the bat. I don't have any special inside information. I haven't done a massive amount of research into this particular incident. I've just been having some discussions with some of my Facebook friends. Shout out to all of my peeps on social media. And everybody has their opinion. Everybody's been sharing links with me. I did a couple posts that I just wanted to share because I kind of went down a little bit of a rabbit hole today. I had some people send me some interesting links and I was checking them out and my curiosity got sparked and I was just kind of like, hey, there may be more than meets the eye to what happened, or there may not be. We might be reading into it too much. I don't know. So what I did was I posted a couple pictures of verified social media accounts. One was a Twitter account, one was a Facebook account. And these were people that were claiming to have been in Las Vegas at this country western music festival when this vicious, horrible, egregious atrocity took place that shouldn't have taken place. And I want to say before talking about this that I would love to just allow all of the victims and all of the people that have obviously come across this story to just rest. I mean, isn't that what we always want? We just want closure. We just want to be like, all right, this is a horrible event that happened. Give me a story and can I just please move on with my life? Thank you very much, because I just can't live every second of my day thinking about these horrible types of things that human beings do to each other. And I completely agree with that sentiment. I understand that sentiment to an extent, but I, at the same time, am somebody that is curious about what is really taking place in the world, because it affects us all, doesn't it? It affects what kind of laws are going to be brought in, what kind of policies are going to be made, how the media either reports or doesn't report events. This affects our entire system, if there is in fact something more to this story that's not being talked about. Or maybe all of this is just, we're just too early in the whole process and more is going to be coming out, and I mean, who knows? But I think we should be able to have discussions about these things. And we should have a fair and balanced discussion about these things. Because let me explain this from both sides, okay? And the sides are, there are people that are suspicious of the official story of events. Not just of what happened in Las Vegas, but of pretty much all of the major tragedies that have taken place ever since 9/11, okay? And including 9/11. There are a lot of people, including myself, back in the day when 9/11 happened, that really just couldn't fathom that what they told us in the official story was true, especially as more information came out. There was reasonable doubt when it came to the official story. There was enough information to make you go, hmm. And then there was more information, and you're like, okay. And then there was more information, and then you started getting called a crazy nutbag conspiracy theorist. Nobody wanted to hear about it. The media that owns all of the airtime totally went against any kind of independent investigation into this. There was barely even an official commission and investigation into the attacks of 9/11. There was barely even an official one. It was sort of brought into existence by the victims of people that suffered on that day that just couldn't fathom that those buildings came down. Now, this isn't going to be a whole discussion on 9/11. I'm sure you've heard it all from the inside and out. And I wasn't there. I don't know. I know there's enough to say we should probably do another investigation to find out what really happened, because a lot of things don't line up. The explanations that have been given by the experts are just not convincing enough for me and for a lot of people. So we questioned it and we got a lot of crap for questioning it. And then more events happened. And then we started looking into history. And we started looking at the fact that governments from all around the world and all spans of history, whatever system they came from, eventually became corrupt, and eventually there were what you would call false flag style political agenda driven events that changed the fate of history, that changed the fate of kings and queens and rulers and civilizations and migrations. And so many things were changed because of specific events that you have to be open-minded and say, okay, well, we can't just use this word conspiracy theory with every event. We can't claim that every single event that happens is some kind of a conspiracy, but then we can't leave it out either because of the fact that there is a historical precedent here. You know what I'm saying? So when I came at this, I was interested in history and in the history of criminal activity that not just happens on the street level with a bunch of gangs and mafiosos, but like what happens on the big geopolitical chessboard? What happens there? Is everything that's been reported actually what happened that ended up changing the fate of history? And now, ever since 9/11, the fate of America and the West has been changed and been sabotaged, and there's been infiltrations, and there's been this recent surge of all of this cultural Marxism and a move towards global, you know, governments, world orders. There's been talk of financial ruin and the building of a new financial order from everybody by the Pope, or from the Pope to the presidents to the prime ministers to the media. It's all been now openly discussed, and these are the things that we, the humble citizens, sort of just had a natural curiosity about these things and developed a passion for really just wanting to know what the truth was, had been saying all along, in a way, you know. And there were many things we were wrong about, let me tell you, I think. And I think there's still so much that we just don't know. We just can't know the whole story, and it kills us because as human beings, we naturally want to know the truth because we want to know what our destiny is going to be. We want to be armed with information that's accurate so that we can make more informed decisions, okay? Get the rocks out of my mouth. All right, so this event is what's on the table. I just want to lay a little background there as to the reasoning. I wanted to say that, you know, when it comes to this event and all of the horrible events that have taken place in the last decade or two, that my heart goes out to the suffering of my fellow human beings, the victims, the victims' families, the people that were there that now probably have post-traumatic stress disorder for the rest of their lives to deal with, or at the very least, different levels of anxiety and stress from trauma. I mean, it's horrible the what's happened. And one singular event and the actions of either one person or multiple people can change the fate of various individuals' lives, and then it can also change the fate of a nation. Now, whether all of these events are some kind of roundtable conspiracy orchestrated from some secret dark hallway somewhere, or whether they're events that are allowed to take place for the purpose of driving some kind of a political agenda, or just even an ideological agenda of some kind, right? Like if you look in the case of what we've been going through with the Islamic terror situation, and there's people on that side that think the whole thing is a hoax, there's no problem with Islam, there's no problem with these fundamentalists at all, it's all stage, it's all crisis actors, like there's become a very extreme way of looking at it. And then there's people in the middle, and then there's people on the other side that are like, nope, you know, everything that we've been told by the media must be 100% true, there's no way that many people could lie about these things. Man, it can be quite a confusing journey. And one side is wrong, or at least partially wrong and partially right, because there's the truth, there's what actually happened in Las Vegas on October 1st, and then there's what everybody thinks happened. And I think we're all probably wrong about what happened. We weren't there. Even the people that were in the crossfire weren't in the stages of planning, they weren't behind the scenes, they weren't a part of that. They just were the victims of that. They were a victim of a crime that's beyond imagination. And you got to remember that when you hear eyewitness testimony reports, which we're going to talk about in a sec here, how would you be psychologically and emotionally after seeing a whole bunch of people get sprayed down around you and then chaos ensuing when a moment ago you were just having the time of your life? Like, how that is so traumatic, and the chaos must be unimaginable. Okay? Either the testimony is trustworthy or it's tainted by the fact that they're having a very legitimate experience of trauma. Like, how reliable is that, right? So you gotta, that's just one thing I wanted to say. Because if we talk about this idea of multiple shooters, which would destroy the official narrative, right? If there's multiple shooters, the official narrative's wrong, and either they're just wrong and incorrect, and they've got shitty detectives over there, or the media misreported it, or there's a cover-up of some kind, right? So there's possibility, there's a lot of possibilities of things. So we've got to be careful when we make affirmative statements, authoritative statements on either side of this argument, because it's still too early in the investigation. I mean, for crying out loud, when one person gets murdered, what kind of investigative work needs to go into finding out all the details of the case? How many innocent people go to jail all the time for crimes they really didn't commit? But it just so happened that some circumstances came to be that made it look like they were the ones that did it, so they took the rap. Or they got set up and they got framed. Yes, these things happen, people. These things happen. Obviously, criminals don't want to be caught. And if this shooter was indeed some lone nut, he offed himself. So we're told. So we don't know. We can't prosecute. We can't cross-examine. We can't investigate. We only know so much about his background. And then you have the monkey wrench thrown into the mix of the fact that ISIS, or the Islamic State, whatever their acronym is these days, has claimed responsibility for this attack. And right off the bat, the media is like, well, we can't really give them a lot of credibility because they just claim responsibility for anything that is an attack on America that's successful. They're just celebrating the death of Americans, which, alarm bells, people, we have a problem, okay? We have a legitimate problem. The hornet's nest was stirred in the Middle East. And I'm not saying all Muslims are terrorists. I'm just saying that there is a problem with many of the ideologies that are contained within the religion of Islam, as there is in all religion. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but just to quickly mention that there is a problem with that. And there are people, a lot of people, that take that very, very seriously and commit crimes of terror against other Muslims in their own countries, and then also are now doing it in the West, thanks to the fact that we pretty much have an open border policy. And, you know, there's been all kinds of issues going on in Europe, etc. So we do have... There are enemies. There are enemies of America. And within America, with right up to the political state level, there are enemies in America. Okay? We need to know that. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening all at once right now. The pot is boiling over right now. So yeah, there are people out there that are ready to snap and ready to just go crazy and ready to accept ideologies or some kind of brainwashing, or to just take some medication that pushed them over the edge, and they're like, screw it, I've had enough, I hate my own country, I hate my own people, I hate my own race, I'm going to go to a country and western concert where it's primarily white people there, and I'm going to shoot my own kind. Which, just a quick little side note, if you saw CNN's ridiculous article today that they released, ridiculous. Just go to CNN.com and type in, or search for, just Google CNN Texas or Las Vegas shooting, white male aggression. Okay? Right now, if you are a straight white male, you are a huge target for attack and blame. Okay? There is a divide and rule agenda at foot. That would be the conspiracy, in my view, at this point, okay? Is that there are groups, political groups, that have agendas that want to take over and usurp the American government. And the Western, I mean, this is across the West, this is in Europe as well. We have a very, very deep cultural Marxist influence that has been spoken about and warned about for 100 years almost. Okay, it's been around for a while that there's been infiltrations, but at least after the fall of the Soviet Union, we know that a lot of various people that were adherents of communist ideology flooded the West. And we know that that also happened after World War II with a lot of Nazis that got brought in under Operation Paperclip. So we have extreme elements in America, and those people have been able to gain power and influence from state level to university level to the media. They've been, you know, there's an ideology that is called globalization that I prefer to call it globalism. It's another ism, it's a religion. And it's an idea that the world should be turned into one undifferentiated group of human serfs, you know, essentially, because we're not worthy, and blah blah blah. We could go on. Okay, so that's been this discussion of what you would call the New World Order is really just a battle that's been going on between two political ideologies for a long time. Should there be free markets? Should people be given freedoms, rights and freedoms, privileges, etc.? Or should we go under some kind of communist state where we have one big massive state power of control run by bureaucrats, and we should have this sort of equalized public, and we should erase all borders, all cultural boundaries, all racial differences, and we should all just become one thing. Right? That's sort of the idea. And there's people out there that would also say it'd be kind of nice to kind of reduce the numbers of people too, because we got too many people to manage. So this is, the numbers are getting out of control. So, you know, it'd be nice to, in the process, just kind of weed out the people that don't agree with our ideas. And this sounds extreme to some people. My God, like this, people that are kind of behind on this, this is not a movie script. This is actually what people talk about. This is actually written in, it's thoroughly documented, and the evidence is everywhere. Okay, I'm not going to get into it, but that's sort of the groundwork for why people are looking at small little events like this and saying there's something more to it, because we know that there's competing agendas happening. What, even if you don't agree with the way I told you about what the agenda is, you know, you do know that there's competing ideas out there. Human beings are competitive by nature, and there, you know, when it comes to power, gaining power, and bringing about what you perceive order to be, you don't mind if there's casualties in that, because, you know, it's just, you want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs, right? Like, that's happening on both sides. So you have this extreme left and this extreme right fighting for power, when the truth is that America and the West was founded on the principle of justice, and the whole point was that we should have a dialogue between these two opposing views, and then we should allow freedom for the individual. An individual has inherent God-given rights, right? So when events like this happen, like what happened in Vegas, and we have the media scrambling right away for all the arguments, digging up all the arguments about getting rid of everybody's right to bear arms and all this kind of stuff, some people have become suspicious that could it possibly be that this event was either allowed to happen or did happen? There were people that maybe planned it and brought it out once again so that they could achieve these agendas. Okay, so that'd be kind of like your typical conspiracy perspective. And you got to understand why people believe that. They're not just crazy people. These are good people that want to know the truth. Okay, and they might be wrong, but they're out there asking these questions because they see anomalies that can't just be explained right off the bat. And you know, we know that the information on these events, in this event, is just coming out still. So, you know, it's still early and mistakes are going to be made in an investigation. Okay. But when you really want to get to the bottom of something, you don't trust anybody. Don't trust the source. You can't trust the media today. First and foremost, like that's a rule that you should know. If you haven't known that, you need to know that. Like, the media is incredibly biased on many different sides. And there's a lot of sensationalism, and there's a lot of opinions that are woven into it when it should just be raw journalism. So what's happened is now we have a citizen uprising of citizen journalists that, yeah, they're not trained, and yeah, they might not always be the most thorough on things, but they care and they want to see unbiased investigation into these kinds of events because it affects everybody. Whatever happens after this event, whatever decisions are made, are going to affect the future, even if it's just one domino that ticks into the other dominoes, okay? So this affects everybody. Yes, this was a tragedy. Yes, this is horrible. And my God, my heart goes out to everybody that was affected by it. But that the thing is about these events, especially when they get this kind of publicity, they start to affect, it's a huge domino chain of things that creates all kinds of other reactions. And then there's all kinds of solutions that get proposed by the people that have power and influence in the world. And then it's a question of, well, is that really good for everybody, you know? Or was there something more behind this? So there's the idea that this was planned, this was staged to happen, or this guy was some kind of Manchurian candidate, or and if you haven't seen that movie, you should watch it. It's very interesting. And, you know, or it wasn't him. It was a team of professionals, multiple shooters that knew what they're doing, and they went and executed some patsy, made it look like a suicide, planted evidence in a suicide note, and who knows who that group would be and what their agenda would be. Who knows, right? You know, there's a lot of ideas flying around out there. I don't know. But I'm giving you the sort of conspiracy side of it, just because I'm familiar with that field and I know where people are coming from, and people mean well. And people on that side, I would advise you that when you're talking about these facts, you got to do it with reverence and respect. And you don't just go around preaching and saying, well, you're a stupid sheeple for not opening your eyes and talking down to people like you're some kind of God's gift to the world. Like, that's not going to be effective in communicating. That's just an emotional reaction to the fact that you're getting pressure back, you're getting feedback from people that just maybe didn't spend time looking at it or don't see your better intentions or whatever, okay? People that just want to be left alone, because that's what tragic events do. It just produces people, it's just like people don't want to deal with that. There's enough stress in life every day just trying to get your bills paid and live your life and go through stuff. So you gotta have some empathy, okay? We want to know the truth. Other people, maybe they don't, but you can't just start slamming them for every time that they're not willing to listen to what you have to say. Maybe the way you deliver information should be tweaked a little bit. That's my criticism, okay? Is that, and really be upfront about your intentions, because you don't know what happened. You have pieces of information. You weren't there. You don't know. You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. Only the people that didn't know. Okay? Ultimately. So you got to be careful going around and slapping people across the face because they don't want to listen to you. If you want people to listen to you, you have to become an effective communicator. And that goes for both sides. That's just a standard rule. If you want people to listen to what you got to say, you need to develop a skill called effective communication. And I'll tell you why. The media that you are throwing just accusations at right now know full well how to talk to people on a subconscious level. And they know how to smooth things over, and they know that even though they've been caught lying and doing all kinds of crazy shit for years and years and years, that they can still win the public back because they know how to effectively communicate. And if you want to get the ear of people to whatever you want to share with them or open their eyes up to, you must develop that skill as well. It's just the way it goes. Don't be stubborn about that. You're going to waste your life banging your head against the wall. And I've seen too many good people go down because of that, okay? So that's one little criticism for the conspiracy side and the alternative movement. And just, that's what I think, okay? I had to go through this process myself. And then also, you need to open your mind up to the fact that this very well may have gone down the way it was said. Like, it very well, that's, both are in the realm of possibility. We need to analyze evidence. And you got, are you a professional investigator, or are you just Googling shit, or are you just on YouTube? You know what I mean? Like, I've spoken to police detectives the amount of education you need and training you need just to conduct a thorough investigation, just to develop the mindset to be able to actually think like a criminal and to actually know there's a process, there's a scientific process, you know? And there are people who are very good at that. So if you're just watching a YouTube clip and then saying, I know what happened, just be careful with that. Maybe the real truth of this well-planned conspiracy made it onto YouTube. Maybe. Okay? I'm just giving you some other perspective because we really have to balance this out because we don't know. And I want to know. And what I did with my Facebook page today is I posted a couple images of people that had some social media accounts that were saying there were multiple shooters. Definitely they were there. It was the worst night of their life, etc. They felt like there was multiple shooters. They heard shots coming from different angles, at different sound pitches. It sounded like different caliber weapons were being used, whatever, okay? So there's been multiple people popping up posting these things. And I checked it out, and the images that I took, the screenshots that I took, I shared it on my Instagram, my Twitter, and my Facebook. They're legit accounts. Do I know for a fact if those people are there or if they're just dummy accounts set up? I don't know. I don't know these people from a hole in the ground. I'm going to just give them benefit of the doubt, I guess, for now. So I posted it because, not just because I'm like, yes, that's what happened. I posted it because I'm like, that's interesting. You've got multiple people saying that they heard what sounded like multiple shooters, okay? And I wanted to see what my friends, because I got some sick people. I got some awesome people on my social media. I have people from all over the world. I got people, friends. I have people that are just average Joes, and I have people that are legit, like, detectives and investigators and researchers and scholars and authors. I have a lot of really cool people on my page that I'm honored to have, and I love you all, okay? And so I like putting some things up on there sometimes just to see what the reactions are, because I want to know what everybody else is thinking. Because everybody's talking about this. This is an important event. This is huge. And there's some weird things about it. So, then I also posted a comment on my Facebook just to kind of balance it out and go, well, could it have been that there was a weird audio effect that happened to create the effect of it sounding like multiple gunshots, when in fact, I mean, think about it, you're firing a big, huge gun, a fully automatic rifle, out of a window in Las Vegas. You're surrounded by huge buildings everywhere, and pavement everywhere, and all kinds of things for sound to ricochet off. And if you've ever been, talked to people that know what sound is and how it works, the echo can, especially from a gunshot, can really create the effect of multiple gunshots, guns being fired. And this was, there was some, I believe it was some gun range experts or shooting range experts or whatever that were coming out talking about this, that this was an echo effect that's normal, you know, that's expected. So that's why people on the ground going through a very chaotic, stressful event thought that there was multiple shooters. But then there's the police radios, right? There's footage that some friends of mine sent me of the police radios, like, as the shooting's happening. And even the cops assume that there's multiple shooters. So could it be that these trained experts that are, you know, they're trained observers, they know what they're doing, they were right in their assumption that they were like, no, there was multiple shooters. It operated like multiple shooters. It sounded like multiple shooters. We've got witnesses saying there's multiple shooters. We've got a lot of people dead really, really quick. We've got a big problem happening right now. So we're going to go in assuming there's multiple shooters. And, I mean, could it be that they're right and there was? Or could it be that they made that assumption because that's how they're trained to operate? They're trained to operate as if, you know, you hope for the best, but you got to expect the worst when you're the one going in there. So you pull in multiple units, you bring the SWAT team and everybody in there, and you're just like, yeah, we got to assume there's multiple shooters. It sounds like it's multiple shooters, so let's go with it. And then when they got there, they found, oh my God, it's one crazy nutball with, like, I don't know how many guns this guy got into his hotel, which is kind of odd. Like, how did he get them in there? Not to say it's impossible. Everybody's like, that's impossible. No, it's not. It's not outside the realm of possibility. If you're determined to do something, and trust me, if you're going to do something like this, you're determined. You're a determined crazy person. And then that whole thing about the fact that this guy, you know, he kills himself. Could it have been that some team went in and took him out and made it look like a suicide? Or did he actually kill himself? Was it true that he had recently converted to extreme Islamic ideologies? Or did he just maybe sympathize with the Muslims? Maybe he was just on that side. And when I hate my country, I hate my people, I'm just going to take everybody out in a blaze of glory after taking some Valium, you know? Man, lots of questions to be answered. I know this is grisly stuff, and I know this is like horrific stuff that nobody really wants to talk about, but there's a lot of other points that people brought up. I'm still kind of new into it, but that's just what I've gathered. And I feel like on both sides, we have to be careful how quick we react to this. Or not react to this, but like how we react to this. Like, we have to be careful about that. If we really want to know the truth. Because that's all I care about, guys. That's all I care about. I don't have any agendas. I wish this didn't even happen. I hope this isn't some kind of big conspiracy. I hope that it's, you know, but I don't know. I really don't. And I have to take that perspective. I can't just, because, you know, when I was younger, I used to just start to fall for everything. Everything just started to sound like it was true all the time, and it was always some kind of giant cover-up, you know. And you can start to become obsessed with that, and you can start to create that. You can start to create paranoia in your life. But that's not to say that events like that don't happen. I mean, come on, like, I do deep historical research on this stuff regularly with people who are experts in these fields. So I am, don't worry, like, I know where you're coming from on that side of it. And I know where the people that are just hearing out the mainstream are coming from too. And I feel like there's a good argument happening. Like, I'm hearing points on both sides of the argument. So I'm hearing good explanations from both sides. And I'm just kind of like, this is what always happens with these things. This is what happened with JFK, my God, for how many years, and 9/11, and so many events where you have like reasonable explanations coming from both sides, and the average person is just like, well, I don't even know what's happening, but I do see my country changing, and I do see my level of freedom to move around and have a right to privacy changing, and I do see, you know, the chains tightening, and I do see a lot of wars happening, and I do see a lot of crazy stuff going on. So there's something going on ultimately. I don't know what it is, but there's something there, you know, like that kind of, that's the sentiment of the average person now. And I remember back when in like 2007, when I started talking about alternative ways of looking at some of these things, I got smashed by people. It was like most 95% of the people you talked to about this just laughed it off right off the face of it. Now I feel like I feel like in a way I've sort of moved away from just doing that kind of research all the time. I've focused more on personal development and just, you know, the areas that I'm really passionate about. And now everybody I talk to is a conspiracy theorist now. Like, it's crazy. The tide has shifted. And for those people that are just all about, wow, those crazy conspiracy people, like, you need to grow up too, because it's legitimate to question what's happening. If you're not questioning stuff, there's something wrong with you. If you see these kinds of events and you just right away assume, and you take that same level of naivety that you're accusing the other side of having, and you say, oh yeah, it's just what they said, CNN's got it nailed, it was just white male aggression. White male aggression. And then you got these rappers that are like, oh, it was a white guy shooting up a bunch of white people, that's not a crime, that's public service. And everybody praises that. Like, holy shit, has the tide changed in America, eh? And that we're going to stand for that? Why does this have to be brought down? Why does an event like this, that is an attack against human beings that are innocent, why do these people want to insert the race card every fucking way they possibly can? Like, seriously. Why? Why do we have to make it about that? It's not about that. It really isn't. It's sick, twisted human beings killing other people. And that's horrible. I don't care what your skin color is. Why does that have to be brought into it? And that's how I know that whether this was actually some kind of planned conspiracy or an event like that, or whether it's just an opportunity now for the radical left in America to take some pot shots at the whole edifice and to start playing the race card and playing the sex card. Like, you should read this article from CNN, man. It's just ridiculous. About white male aggression. What a load of bollocks. And there's a bunch of other stuff coming out like that too. It's just crazy. Crazy times. I don't care what color this guy was. These are human beings. And some human beings go friggin' batshit crazy and do stuff like this. And other people get caught in the crossfire. And it's sad. It's just a sad state of affairs. I don't care about that. Like, why the hell would you bring it to that? It's stupid. It makes me think there is something going on. You know what I mean? It doesn't help any of your cases by acting like immature people like this. Like, grow up. So, what a crazy time we live in, eh, guys? I wish it could just be simple. I wish we could just not worry about these kinds of things all the time. I don't want to have my mind diving down into the cavern of human psychotic behavior all the time. I don't want to have to deal with this. Every month there's some kind of a crazy attack. It's all over the media. You know? You got to remember too, there's also a lot of positive things happening. A lot of good things happening too that's not getting reported on. Media likes to focus on negative stuff and really get you stuck in that pattern of keeping you in a state of anxiety. That's to me the biggest conspiracy of all. Is just the fact that the media knows how to play you like a harp. Knows how to put... That's what they do, man. That's their job. And maybe on the lower level, there are people that are just gaining success in their career off knowing that kind of stuff. But, I mean, who knows? The real guys pulling the strings that want to change the fate of the West and the fate of America, they know that they can use a powerful org like the media to shape opinion. I mean, this is well documented that there are social engineers. There are people that know how to engineer society towards their aim. And so we can become very susceptible to influences. And when they keep you in a state of stress and anxiety and fear all the time, constantly with these types of attacks, it doesn't mean they planned it and did it just to scare you. I feel like there's enough psychosis out there. There's enough crazy people out there willing to do these kinds of things that they don't need to plan all these events. These events happen. Naturally, they happen. People kill people every single day on this crazy planet we call Earth. Okay, it's just a fact of nature. And so there's opportunists. There are people that know how to spin that so that it helps them achieve their agendas and their aims. I mean, this is what people do. So there's a lot of elements you got to really consider when you're looking at an event like this. And ultimately, we don't want to let terror win. Real terror. People that are committing acts of evil and murder and genocide. We don't want to let them win by tearing each other to bits over what they did. We should be focusing on how to prevent these kinds of things from happening regardless of who did it. But yeah, I do get the other side that says, well, if you want to do that, you better know who did it. You better know all the facts about what's happening. So I think both sides of this argument have some things to bear. If only we could have a rational, civil discussion about it and be open-minded and not be tearing each other's throats apart over this, an event of terror and somebody, you know what I mean, already committing an act like that en masse. If only we could just sit there and go, hey, I just really want to know what happened. What happened? What did you hear? What did you discover? Oh, you discovered that? Wow, that's interesting. How does that puzzle piece fit? How come we can't just sit around like a bunch of friends trying to discover this? Nope. Got to get all up in everybody's face. We got to be tearing each other apart over it. And that's a sad thing. Why can't we? Events like this should bring out the best in humanity and bring us together. And I do see a great amount of that. Like, you know, you got like a fund for the victims' families, and there are people that are donating a lot of money to that and trying to just spread awareness about, I mean, let's focus on them. Like, they're the people that are suffering the most about this right now. And then, yeah, let's keep a friggin' hawk eye on our politicians and on our media and see what comes of this. Because it's something that has happened. You can't undo this now. We can't rewind and edit that out of our history. this event that happened in Las Vegas happened, and it'd be nice to know exactly what happened, but at the same time, we need to focus on moving forward to an extent too, you know, and making sure that we are more vigilant so these things don't happen again. So anyways, that's my thoughts on it, guys. God only knows. Let's just hope one day we stop masking each other like this, and maybe we can at least be civil, you know, get along a little bit. We don't have to agree on everything, but we just don't have to kill each other like this either. Be nice. Anyways, hope you're well. Wanted to get that out. And then my next show I've got coming up for Truth Warrior is going to be pretty good. I got a guest coming on. Let me talk about some more warrior shit. It's going to be good. And stay vigilant, my friends. If you get any real good validated information, feel free to send it my way. Talk to you later. Cheers.